Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnad West. And this is day four of working with green beans. And this is such a fun recipe, especially we are trying to beat the heat. What better way to do that? That's some delicious pickled green beans. And I'm telling you, if you like antipasto and all those goodies, this base can serve for olives, it can serve for green beans, it can serve for cauliflower, serve for broccoli, you name it, and it will work, I promise. Let's get started. The very first thing we're going to need is our green beans, and I put these to taste. Now, like I said, my family's four people, therefore, I'm going to do 2 ounces per person. When you're doing something like this, you always want to make sure at least 2 ounces is fair. I do know some people who can eat jars of these things. I'm not one of them. But I'm not judging nobody either. They're really good. So the very first thing we're going to need is a small diced red onion. And I do about a quarter of diced red onion. If you're a red onion fan like I am, you can even add more. But I use this mainly for that little texture we get from the red onion and when it mixes well with all the rest of these goodies we have here. One handful of cilantro. And remember, we all have different size hands. My hands aren't as big as the next guy's, but it doesn't matter. We know that a good handful, we can eyeball that. We know when there's a lot of something in there. And with cilantro, it's one of those most incredible ingredients that it goes well with everything. And believe it or not, most of the delicious flavor found in cilantro is actually found in the stem. So don't ever get it mixed up with parsley. I promise they're a completely different animal. One clove of garlic. And a tablespoon of peppercorns. And these are whole peppercorns. You could buy whole peppercorns at any grocery store. These are not crushed or ground peppercorns because these are going to also, once these peppercorns, the flavor's extracted, they will float to the top of our mixture. And I'm going to do a tablespoon of chili flakes and 3 cups of red wine vinegar, 1 tablespoon of sugar. Minus the green beans and the cilantro, everything else goes into a nice pot. And I'd say about a medium sauce pot, maybe a small sauce pot is okay. We're going to bring that up to a very, very low boil or a high simmer, whatever you want to call it. And once it comes down, I want you to get that mixture, cool it down in the fridge, let it sit in the fridge, I'd say for about a good 10 minutes, and then go ahead and throw your green beans in there, cover to the top. If you have a mason jar, that works even better. Allow that to go ahead and soak up those flavors, I'd say at least for 24 hours, and enjoy. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, please follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com and give us a like on Facebook at Albert J. Hernandez. And remember, as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnad West.